Welcome to a special bonus episode of Pickup Podcast. I'm Jordan Harbinger. If you're new to the show, listen to the first 5 to 10 episodes first to get the basic toolbox. It's kind of old school and a little bit ghetto, but you'll get the basics there. In case you guys don't know, we formed the Art of Charm, bringing together the best coaches in the industry to teach you guys how to get and keep the girl. Check us out at theartofcharm.com. Today I'm here with my friends Noel and Mike Douglas from lookawesome.com. And Mike, this is your company primarily here, and Noel is working with you, but we'll get to that in a second. Now, tell me a little bit about what you do over at lookawesome.com, because it's a pretty interesting concept, and it's something that's kind of novel, and I think we should better just start there, because most people aren't going to believe it.
Right. Well, it's a call girl service, and I'm glad that you had us on, because I'm really appreciative of the fact that you're open to that. It's not a prostitution service. A lot of people think that's what it is. They look at the website or they hear about wing ladies and immediately the first thing people think is, oh, well, you know, a lot of my friends and other folks kind of think, oh, this must be something dirty or something else like that. It's completely legit, totally legal. And one of the things that I find is guys who use our service, they don't need to use call girls or prostitutes or anything like that anymore, any unsavory, terrible thing. We offer a wing lady service in Southern California. We operate in Orange County and in Los Angeles County. What that means is a lot of people don't know what that means. There's some people out there who know immediately what that means. Others don't. What it means is a wing lady is a woman who meets a guy, a single guy or a guy who's looking to meet women, at a bar, a club, or another venue where there's a lot of other attractive women. And she helps him meet other women. And she does that in a few different ways. One is, all of our wing ladies are very attractive, they're very classy, very sharp, very socially skilled women, and they help you either by fact of just you're there with them, and immediately you look like a cooler, higher value guy because you're with a beautiful woman, and, you know, you look cooler, you look awesome, which is why we're called Look Awesome. The other thing is, all of our wing ladies there's been more than 800 women that have applied, and there's like 5 wing ladies at this point, and Noel, one of our wing ladies, is on with us. We'll hear from her. And basically, they've been tested to see if they could actually do this. They're not just there to hang out with you and talk to you, although they're very friendly and very cool and kind. They're there to actually go out in the field and either approach women for you and bring you into the conversation and make that much easier, you know, to do that. Or you can take it from there. It's all up to you how you want to do it. You can approach and have her there with you. There's a whole bunch of different ways. The end result usually is, generally speaking, is that you end up meeting a lot of women, more so than you would definitely if you were out by yourself or if you were with your other guy friends. So that's basically what we offer. We're a unique service in Southern California. There aren't really, and I say that because there really aren't very many other services like us in Southern California. Other cities, there are this, you see the service, and it's done very well. It's gotten a lot of press, but that's what we do.
Okay. I mean, that's obviously highly unusual, and I just kind of want to sort of wrap my head around this. So basically, you will, as a guy, I would call you and be like, yo, I want to go out and I want to look like I know hot girls. So send one along, and she'll be friendly and funny, but she'll also help me meet other women. How does that work? And I know we've got Noelle here as well. So why doesn't Noelle tell us what would you do, Noelle, to make me look like you know, like the men when we're out hanging out?
Well, first of all, when you're, like, seen in a bar or anywhere that we might be and you're with an attractive girl, other girls are automatically kind of like, ooh, well, what's so cool about him that makes him, like, be able to hang out with this really hot chick? So pretty much what I do, it's, like, one of the strategies that I like to do best is, find a woman, obviously, that the guy's attracted to and go up and talk to them, kind of disarm them, be like, hi, you know, da-da-da, I like your shoes. There's something really just, you know, random that any girl would say because, let's be frank, like, vagina trusts vagina. So, like, if I was to walk up to a girl and be like, oh, I like your shoes, like, she's gonna automatically trust me. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you guys have a radio communicator on that thing, or what?
We do. It's on ESPN. You guys have to hear all about it. It's great. But there's an app for it on the iPhone if you're interested. But pretty much is like making small talk. I don't know, like finding a connection between. Let me backtrack a bit. If I'm talking to a guy, I'll find out some cool stuff about him, like whether it be, if he's interested in like Dungeons and Dragons, I'll say like he's interested in engineering or like, you know, something just to make him look better. I don't know, but like find a connection with them, and I'll usually bring him into the conversation and kind of like introduce him, like, oh, you know, I was arguing with my friend about your shoes, or I was da da da, and then like I'll introduce him to her, and then hopefully they start a conversation. If they don't and I need to carry it on a little bit more, like, I'm fine with doing that. But eventually at some point, I'm all right to like step away and let them carry on the conversation. Pretty much just like getting them in the trust circle with these ladies is pretty much the objective, like just starting off a conversation or starting off anything with these girls.
Okay. So
yeah, and I mean, the other thing too that they do is that they'll coach you a little bit. Like, if the guy says that he's really into Dungeons and Dragons and living with his mom, and, you know, he he sleeps with his dog, and then Noelle or one of our other wing ladies is going to say, maybe let's mention something else that's, you know, maybe let's talk about how you went on this awesome rock climbing trip last year in Spain, and you were, you know, something that's cool that demonstrates that you're like a cool, awesome guy. Kind of a little bit of light coaching. It's all very pleasant, but we kind of, you know, they kind of help you out and make it most likely that you're going to meet a lot of women and have a good time.
Okay. Yeah. So basically there's like the social proof factor there where I'm not just creeping around the bar by myself, being shy, holding up the bar, but I actually, I've got somebody there who's cute. And so other girls are like, oh, well, he hangs out with girls of this caliber and they're just friends, and then also, in addition, you're sort of reaching out to the girls. So what happens if I'm scared, you know, if I'm scared to death of talking to girls? Like, how are you going to help me? You know what I mean?
It's just a simple matter of coaching. Like, confidence needs to be assessed at some point. Like, obviously, I want the guy to get to know me a little bit and let him feel comfortable with me, and once that's established, it's easier for him to talk to other girls. In my experience anyways, with me, you know, joking around with them and letting them kind of like relax and like, you know, feel more at ease with everything, it's going to be easier for me to like just bring a girl over and be like, oh, da da da, me laughing and joking about it and kind of like involving him in the conversation. Eventually the girl will say something to him or ask him a question, or I'll say something about something really cool that he did or something really interesting, and she's going to have a question to ask him, so he's going to like have to answer, or there's going to be some kind of like communication between the two.
Okay. So, but what, okay, so suppose I'm scared to death of talking to girls. What if I can barely talk to you, Noelle? Then what happens?
Well, then there's going to be some serious coaching going on.
Okay, so you're also trained in how to kind of open me up if I'm, like, really intimidated. Because,
right.
I mean, I assume you're pretty hot. I mean, I'm, you know, you're Skyping in here, so I'm not entirely sure, but I'll take it at face value that you're not making a living off of doing this because you're, you know, mediocre at best.
Right. I'm pretty good looking.
Kind of a big deal.
She's
around
very.
Here.
I'm kind of a big
deal.
Yeah,
she's
heard about me.
Yeah. No, Noelle is not a. She's a very attractive young lady. She's a good-looking woman. She does. She's very, very good at this. And like I've had, like I said, I've had tons of women who've applied for this job. Many of whom have, there's a process to becoming a wing lady, and if there's anyone listening who wants to be a wing lady, it's a very fun job, but in order to do so, you send us a resume, a cover letter. We look at your resume, we look at your cover letter, we want to see that you're actually smart, and you have a good, you know, you don't have to have experience doing this, most people don't, but we want to see that you have something going on upstairs, because that's going to be able to allow you to be good socially, and then you meet usually with me or one of the other people that work at the company. And then if you make it past the interview process, then you will be tested. We'll take you out in the field. We pay you for that. And we see how you do. Take you to bars and clubs that are busy, that are really good with a lot of women. And we see how you do and how you approach and how you bring guys in and how you – it's tough. And a lot of people don't make it, frankly. So she Noelle had to pass through that process, and she kicked ass. She did great, and she's beautiful, and she's wonderful, and they're very good. And, you know, the other thing we like to make clear is these women are not your date. They are there to help you. They are your friend and your ally, but you're not to hit on them. You're to be a total gentleman with them. And if you do start hitting on them and acting inappropriately with them, Noelle and other wing ladies are empowered to basically end that session right then and there if it gets bad enough, and you won't get your money back. Now, that hasn't ever happened, to be honest with you. It's never happened yet. But, you know, we want our wing ladies to be safe. That's why they're called wing ladies. They're ladies. So treat them as a gentleman. Have fun. Remember, you're there to hit on other women, and that's what she's going to help you do. And the more respectful and cool you are with her, the more that you're going to, she's going to help you, and it's going to work out. But one of the situations, I mean, Noelle has her experience, obviously, is very valid because she's in the field and she's doing this a lot. I actually see a lot of it, too, because I go out and watch, and we train a lot of these ladies. And I've seen a lot of guys, what you're saying, Jordan, where they're shy. They don't want to approach. It's very normal when you have, you know, you're a guy and you're also like, what the hell is this? Is this real? It's awkward. And I went and did it myself in some other cities as a client and to research this stuff. And the first night I did it, I was like, and I told this to Noelle, and I told this to everyone. And it was just something we try to deal with. Is like, you know, you're like, oh, my God, I'm meeting this woman I'm paying to hang out with. I feel like such a loser. You have this approach anxiety on that night. It's very normal. Mm-hmm. Everybody goes through that. And you feel shy. You kind of clam up. We take that into account. And, I mean, Noelle can talk about how she deals with that. But basically, you know, we take that into account. We know that a lot of guys are shy. Most of the guys, they're not like, they're normal guys. They're not like, you know, these big loser dudes. We don't really run into the Dungeons and Dragons nerdy type guys. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but we don't really run into that a lot. We run into pretty normal guys. We're just trying to, they're actually pretty smart. They're like, hey, I'm going to go out. I want to go out and get the most for my money. So, but I mean, it's a lot of it is dealing with that. So, I mean, Noelle can talk about that further, but from my end, that's what I saw. That's what I've seen.
Okay. Well, how much does it cost? I mean, I'll get that out of the way.
Get ready for a lot of fun and excitement.
Hey guys, the Art of Charm iPhone app is out. You can stream the podcast, get the latest AOC news, and it's got a bunch of cool banter and icebreakers, texting tips from the textbook, as well as tips on how to get more social fast. Last but not least, it's totally free. Check it out at theartofcharm.com/iPhone. For those of you without iPhones, no worries, the Android app is on the way.
Well, it's $70 an hour, and then it's a 3-hour minimum. So your basic session's like $210 for three hours. We do a 3-hour minimum because, frankly, that's the best way that you're going to get the most out of the experience. Because if you're doing this for like only an hour or 2 hours, you know, when you go to different places, you're going to meet a lot of women within that time period. But this is a way to really have it. Make sure that it kicks ass for you and that you meet a lot of women. I hear back from a lot of guys over and over again. I hear the same thing, which is guys say to me, I've met more women tonight than I have met the last 4 or 5 times I've been out with my guy friends or whatever, or going out sarging or hitting on girls or whatever the hell you call it, because it just makes it so much easier. You're like, you're not the creepy guy. The girls kind of, their guard comes down, you know, that kind of stuff. So you put it to you this way, you're going to be, if you're looking to meet, hook up and date and everything else, the way my sales pitch, as it were, is you're going to be saving yourself money at the end of the day, because if you're going out all the time and buying drinks and with your friends and everything else, you're only going to meet so many women. But if you do this in one night, you might meet like, you know, 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 women in one night, and how much, you know, money are you saving? Plus, the other thing I like to say is this. When you're hanging out with your friends, especially, you know, guys who have friends and you have girls that are friends, and a lot of questions that I get are, well, I already have girls that are friends that could do this for me, so what the hell do I need to pay someone for? That's a great question. The thing that happens is, the response I have to that is, like, I have girls that are friends, too. It's one of the reasons why I saw the value in this. But when you're hanging out with your buddies, they're not necessarily working for you. And I have, like, my friend Meredith, I hang out with a lot, just a friend. And I'm like, when I'm with her, I'm not going to be like, hey, that girl's really cute. Can you go talk to her? Go talk to her, too. And then, you know what I mean?
It's funny.
It's like, you know what I mean? It's really rude, you know? to do that. It might be cute once or twice to do that, to be like, hey, Meredith, you know, talking to that girl. That's fine. But after 2 or 3 hours, Meredith's probably never going to be my friend again or think I'm a total creep or weirdo. So, but when you hire someone like Noelle, who is gorgeous and super smart and very good at talking to women and helping you size up the situation as well, she's there for that very purpose. And in all actuality, they're there thinking like they're going to – that's their job. That's their sole devotion. They're paid well for the job, and that's what they're doing. So
now, Noelle,
that's how much it costs. Yeah.
Right. Noelle, what happens if when the girl's like, so how do you guys know each other? I mean, what's your response to that?
Usually at the beginning of the sessions, we kind of come up with a story as to how we do know each other because, like, the truth would just be – horrid. So,
I mean,
you wouldn't want to be like,
yeah.
Oh, he paid me to talk to you. And, like, no.
Right, yeah.
Right. So at the beginning of the session, usually we'd come up with a little backstory like, oh, we met through a friend of a friend, or this is my, you know, really good friend that's a coworker, or just like something that's believable. Obviously, I don't want to be like, I met him at the mountain, at the top of the mountain of Everest, and we, you know, hang glided in the Himalayas together. Like, you don't want to fish it like that. But I mean, just like a simple backstory, just like, oh,
that is actually how I met Noelle, though. That's how
Noelle. Hang gliding in the Himalayas.
Hang gliding in the Himalayas. Yes, that's
exactly what I meant. Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, she saved me from a giant condor. Anyway.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That makes perfect sense. And then they're like, wow, that's so interesting. And how long ago was that? And then you have to both look at each other, and you're like, I was, you know.
And then
like,
one says 2 years, and the other says 4, or just something stupid. So
yeah.
If you're just like, oh, a friend of a friend, then they're like, oh, okay, cool. And then, you know, and it's really fun. Like, I know that the guys that I've taken out and done this with have had a lot of fun, and I know I have a lot of fun with it just because I'm a social butterfly. So it's really fun for me to go out, and I'm really, you know, energetic and social, and I like talking to people, so it's not awkward for me. So if I do have to go up to girls by myself and talk to them, like, it's not a problem, you know? And all of our girls are like that. It's like, it's just a really fun experience, and guys do get really nervous before they come into this just because they don't know what they're getting into. But I feel like as soon as they sit down with me, I mean, I don't know how the other girls are, I'm sure they're the same. As soon as they sit down with me and we talk for a little bit, get to know each other, they relax. Like, it's just a whole different playing field, you know? And how he was saying about going out with other girlfriends and them helping you out, it's completely different because we have an objective. Like, I'm very competitive, and I want to get results by the end of the night. Like, your friend that's a girl might be like, I just want to get drunk and just dance, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, I have an objective. Like, I'm here for a reason. I'm going to help you as much as I can to help you succeed, and that's, you know, that's what we're here for. And it's just fun. Like, I don't know, it's really fun.
Okay, fair enough. Do you ever get blown out when you go to try to approach girls, Noelle? Do they ever go, like, why are you ever get rejected?
There's always bitches out there, you know, that'll be like, why are you talking about my shoes? Or why are you trying to talk to me in the bathroom? Or, like, why are you, you know, asking me what I'm drinking or something? You know, like, you get girls that are bitches, and you just move on. Like, they're not Mrs. Perfect. Obviously, they're dumb, so.
Yeah.
I'm not a scary person. I'm not walking up to people going, hey, yo, bitch, like, give me your number. Like, I'm like, hi, you know, nice, like, da-da-da, I like your shoes. Or, you know, I always say shoes, but it's like, you know, your hair is really pretty, or just like something random that'll make a girl feel good about herself, and then you can talk to her about other stuff. It's like, if she's going to be rude to you and be like, get away from me, then you're just like, all right, it's kind of like roll with the punches kind of thing, just get over it and move on.
Okay.
Yeah, and one of the other things is that it's a great point, Jordan. It's like, you know, that kind of stuff happens sometimes, and you roll with it. It's obviously all how you deal with it and how you move on. Some of the other challenges that you face are picking a venue. Like, that's one of the big things. And we look at when you come to us, on our first of all, you can do everything on our website. All the information is at lookawesome.com. You can go to lookawesome.com. I'm going to promote all of it. But you can go there, and you can actually book a wing lady through the website. There's a whole How It Works page where you can see how it works, everything, all your questions. You can always call us or email us, and we'll be happy to answer any questions. But you can actually pick a request a venue that you want to go. Like, oh, I know this place is really great, blah, blah, blah. we always like to make sure that, A, it's a real place and that you're not going to be meeting, you know, trying to get one of our wing ladies to meet you at, like, a basement in Compton or something.
I was just going to say, that's funny. I was like, I was going to suggest that we meet in my friend's basement in Compton. I can't believe you said that.
Yes, exactly, right? It's like, yeah. You know, we don't want her to be in, like, some weird Silence of the Lambs Buffalo Bill situation. Yeah. Some weird, you know.
It puts the lotion in the basket. You know, like,
yeah, like, that's not cool. So we always want to make sure that it's an actual open to the public establishment and that there's, you know, there's people there. There's, you know, there's like bartenders and bouncers and stuff, and to make sure it's safe. And also we want to make sure, obviously, it's a good place. There's girls there. It's, you know, going to be hopping and like we want you to have a kick-ass experience. I mean, we get it. We know that this is like, you know, the internet's out there. There's forums, there's chat, there's all kinds of stuff. People are going to review, people review us, people talk about us. We want you to have a great experience and meet tons of women. So one of the challenges you have is picking a venue. We go over that a lot. And Noelle has a lot of great suggestions. She's in Orange County. She knows Orange County really well. And I will come to her and say, hey, you know, this guy's like, you know, 28 years old. He's looking to meet these kinds of women. What do you suggest? A lot of times she'll be like, oh, well, we should go to blah, blah, blah. Let's go to Huntington Beach, and there's this whole strip of bars, or this other place. Maybe, and we kind of cater it around your personality and who you are. Maybe you're not the kind of guy who wants to go out to a big, busy nightclub, loud scene. You want to go to something a little more, you know, low-key. You're kind of an Alan Alda intellectual type guy who wants to just be low-key. We'll find something like that for you, like wine bars, or, you know, maybe going to like a day game thing with like museums or festivals or something like where there's tons of women a lot of times for those things. We're very open to those things at the end of the day. And a lot of times you have to move venues. You have to change from one place to another because sometimes you get to a place and as much research as we do and as much work as we do, sometimes it sucks. Or you get there and, you know, it's like 10:30. A lot of times you start at 10:30 to pick up from like 10:30 to 1:30. You know, it might be a little slow. So you move to another place. We always have like two or three other places in mind right around. So it's like, okay, let's go to another place right now. And then, like, it, you know, like they'll move you from one place to another. So they're like, okay, let's go to this joint and then come back or whatever.
Cool.
So we deal with all that kind of stuff. And we've gone through a pretty prolonged, like, beta phase, as it were, like researching all of the crap that can happen. And
yeah.
So we, you know, there's always new things to learn, but we've dealt with a lot of those issues and hopefully worked out a lot of the kink.
Yeah, Noelle, what do your friends think about your job?
I don't really tell them.
Okay.
Because for two reasons. One, I don't tell them because if, let's just say that one of these men that I meet out to help them meet women, meets one of my friends and they really like each other and they hit it off. I don't want her knowing, like, you know, how it all came about. And like, that's why I'm there. I want her to think that he's one of my friends. And two, it's kind of like mysterious. My friends don't know what I do. Like, they think I'm just this entity that's all around, like out all the time. It's just awesome.
Yeah, I guess I sort of have a similar situation myself. I would imagine, although I obviously tell everyone because that's how we. That's how it works.
Right.
Right? That's exactly. Yeah,
yeah.
That's the point of having a talk show is that people know about it. But
right. If I like had a friend that I feel it would be really good at this, which I do have some pretty rad girlfriends, but like if I had someone that I really thought would be good and that I thought would be a good addition to the team, then I would definitely let her in on it. But it's kind of like, even though I love my friends and they're great and everything, it's kind of like how he was saying, we go through this vigorous process of training and like seeing if we could do it and da da da. It's kind of like I'm testing my girls too. Like I don't want to bring someone that's a dud like in the whole thing and then ruin it for everyone. So.
Right, yeah, that makes sense.
It's a picky process. Very picky.
A very picky process. Yeah, what made you interested in doing this in the first place? It seems almost like I can see the Craigslist ad for this now and you being like, "Oh yeah, I'm in." I mean, you must have been like, "Is this for real?"
Well, it just sounded perfect because my guy friends, I'm sure people say this all the time about themselves, but this is true when I say it. I'm like one of the guys. Like, I go out with my guy friends and we'll, you know, get drinks, and I'm not like the drunk one that's like, oh my God, I'm so wasted. I'm like, oh, that girl's hot. Like, go talk to her. Like, oh, and I'm going to go talk to this girl for you. Just like, I do that for my guys anyways, you know, and it's like, it comes really easy to me, and it comes kind of naturally to just help people. I'm not like, I don't really go out looking to hook up, and my guy friends do all the time. So it's like, I have fun doing it. Like, I have fun going up and talking to these girls and like, helping my friends out and all this stuff. So it's like, and some of my friends don't really even need it. They're just lazy. So, I mean, it's just really, like a really fun, natural thing to do, and I enjoy it a lot.
Do you do it, and do you do pro bono work for some of your buddies every now and then?
Let me see. Negative.
What?
No. Yeah, I help my, I'm just kidding. I help my guy friends out all the time, but it's like, they're like, they're just silly. I don't know. My guy friends are ridiculous. But they're just like, we'll be sitting in a bar, and they'll know that I'll do it. So they'll say, okay, go get that girl to come hang out with us later. Or like, go da-da-da. And I'll walk up and be like, oh, hey, you know, we're playing beer pong at such-and-such house. Come over and hang out later. And I mean, they will. And then I'm like, all right, see you guys. Like, I'm going to go home.
Yeah, you bounce. And then
and I totally
and she's
bounce.
Like, how did I end up in this basement in Compton? What the fuck?
Right? I'm like a phantom. A hookup phantom.
Yeah.
No one knows where I'm going to be. It's great. I don't know. I
bringing
like
it back to Compton.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It always comes back to Compton.
Take a minute to support the show. Fire up iTunes and give us that 5-star rating and write a little something about how the show has helped you take your life to the next level. It helps us gain visibility and stand out among all the other podcasts out there. And hey, a little recognition never hurt anyone.
Mike, when you got this idea, I mean, how did you get this idea, actually? I mean, were you just like, you woke up on your couch one day and you're like, I got it. I'm going to have girls meet girls for me. Outsource.
That's exactly what I did. I was sleeping for 2 years. No, I, yeah, I mean, first of all, to give you some background as to who I am, because you're probably like, who the hell is this guy? What, you know, obviously. I'm a TV news producer and actually a reporter. It doesn't have anything to do with this, obviously, but that's who I am. I'm a very professional person. I'm not, I have actually been nominated for an Emmy, and I'm not just like a total, you know, degenerate guy or something. But it basically, I have friends of mine who are in the whole world of pickup. I have a really good friend of mine who used to be a pickup artist, is very well known with one of the bigger pickup companies, and did it for years. And I saw the success that he was having and that company was having. I know a lot of, I can't really say which company it is because it just gets weird if I start talking about them in the middle of our company and all that stuff. But they're very successful. They're one of the biggest ones. If you know about pickup, you know them right away. They're great guys. They're very successful. I saw that they were doing very, very well, and what they did was real. And reading about a lot of the material and seeing just being a guy and living in L.A., I see the value in it, and I see how much it works. And I saw, like, this is great. This is a service, and it's not here. And Los Angeles and Southern California and Orange County is the home of the most beautiful women in the world. All of the most beautiful women in the world come here to be an actress or to do modeling or do whatever. And, you know, we all know that if you live here, you walk around, especially if you come from another place. If you come from Minnesota and come to Los Angeles, no offense to Minnesota, I'm sure there's plenty of beautiful women there, but if you come here from another place, you know there's the most beautiful women in the world generally are here. So it's like, why not do it here? It makes it much easier for guys to pick up and to meet, and it's very fun. And I just saw, here's a great opportunity. And I've been living in L.A. for a very long time, and I've been a single guy in L.A., and I've been a guy out, you know, on the prowl and all that stuff. And I see the value of it, and it's just like any other business person. I'm like, oh, okay, here's an opportunity, so let's do it. And I thought it's a great time to do it, and it has. It's worked out very well, so that's kind of what brought me to it and why we're here. So, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I like how we just did this whole interview backwards. That's, did the whole thing backwards.
That's good, though. You led with the good part, so that's good. It's your job.
Yeah, lead it with like, the juice. Yeah. Lead with the juice.
That's right, baby.
That's what she said.
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
That's what qualifies you for this job, huh?
We're here all week.
Yeah, right.
Anyway. I will, literally.
Yeah, right on. So how long have you guys been doing this? That's sort of follows.
The business has been running, it's basically we started this year. So it's been running for about 6 months. It's very new, but it's been doing very well. And there's a lot of guys who are already in, who were getting it. And I mean, it's been going great. We're very picky. I actually started the whole thing at the very beginning of the year, getting the whole ball rolling and establishing everything and then starting to research and look for women. And I was very picky. It took me months and months to find the right, wing ladies to do this because I would, you know, there'd be women who were like, oh, okay, you know, she's great, she's sharp, she looks great, she presents herself well in the interview, blah, 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 and then I take them on the field and they suck. They clam up, they get shy. A lot of other businesses, not to trash them, I'm not going to say their names, but there's other companies that do this, and a lot of times what I hear is they sort of like, they hire some, you know, girls that like, oh, she seems social and cute, we'll just hire her. I don't think they really test them out. They just sort of like throw you out there. What ends up happening is you just talk to the wing girl all night. You're just talking to her all night.
Right.
Well, that's great. You're talking to the girl you paid for all night. Awesome. You're not meeting any other women. You're wasting your money. And they charge actually more than we charge. They're more expensive. So you're completely wasting your money on that. I'm a guy. I run this. I'm a straight guy. I run this from a straight guy's perspective. And I think, okay, if I'm doing this, I want to get my money's worth. And I'm a hard ass, okay? I'm a TV news producer. I have reporters that I have to assign stories and all this stuff every day. I want results. You better bring back the goods, and I want happy clients. I want guys going out there and coming back and saying, I met girls, and blah, blah, blah. So when I look for women, it took me a very long time to get, like, girls who, A, show up on time, do a good job, professional. They are smart. They get it, and they're good, and they're going to help you meet girls, and they're going to, you know, be on their game all night and be able to handle whatever is thrown at them and making it as kick-ass for you, the client, as humanly possible. So that was that process. And now we're kind of at the point where we're trying to get as much of the word out as possible, and we're really grateful to be here on Pickup Podcast, which is an awesome show. One of the things I love about this show is to just not talk about myself and my company for a second is a thing I think is great, just as a news person, is this company has done a great job of covering the whole world of pickup and guys. That's, no one's covering it, and everybody out there has kind of got their own game, and they're all trying to sell their own pickup thing and their whatever, and they don't really talk about anybody else's. This is one of the only places where guys actually learn about, like, oh, what's this? Who's this person? Who's that guy? That's really cool. So I just would like to say that we're really glad to be on the show and to talk to you, because you guys are doing really, it's cool. So we're in the process now of getting the word out and doing a lot of PR. You're going to see us more. We're going to be on like a TV show in like a month that we're in the works on, all kinds of stuff. So it's fun. It's exciting. It's pretty new, but we're out there and we're kicking ass. And it's like, you know, if you want to meet girls, then you better go, because our schedule fills up really fast. And also, you know, we're going to snatch up your girlfriend, too. I mean, you know, we don't, like, we're out there. So
right.
Make it happen.
Yeah, all your base are belong to us. Yeah, I got it. Well, thanks for the kind words on the show as well. I appreciate that. And is there anything else you want to include about, you know, either your company or something you want to have Noelle throw in here before we sort of start to wrap?
As he said, we're doing, like, coverage on it, a lot of coverage. But one thing that's really cool about this company is that the girls' faces are never available to see, like the wing ladies. Like, you can't see our faces. So if someone were to snoop on the website or if someone were to do
something... On the website. Kind
of, right. And try to, like, find out who we are, what we look like, it's not possible. So, like, if we were to go out, it's always discreet and it's always... you know, like, you can't see our faces, so you don't know who we are. We're not walking down the street being like, hey, I'm a wing lady, like, da-da-da. It's like, we have a job, and we do it well, and, you know, we're not out there, like, showing people, like, who exactly
that
would just defeat the purpose.
That is an awesome point. That's awesome that Noelle brought that up, because one of the things that we get guys sometimes who are like, I want to see the girl first. What do they look like? Blah, blah, blah. And yeah, like, I understand you want to see, like, is this girl actually good looking and everything else. They are very good looking. The thing is, you know, A, this isn't your date. And
right.
I don't want guys thinking like, hey, I'm going out with this girl and here they are. But like Noelle said, which is a great point, that works very much in your favor because we're doing more and more press and getting, as we get more attention, we don't, it's not going to help you if people know who, what our ladies look like when they're out in the field. If you know, you meet a girl doing this and everything else, you know, you don't want to have them be able to look this up and find this and all that stuff. That's not going to help you. So that's one of the reasons why we don't show that information. None of these companies that actually do this do. I don't think any of them do that I've seen. But, and it's not, because it's not very good business. It's not very good for you, the client, if you're, you know, with, if, you know, someone you're dating or whatever can log on and be like, oh, that girl that he's with is actually a wing lady. That could really shoot you in the foot down the road. And that's one of the reasons why we don't want to do that. So that's a big question that we get. And Noelle, thanks for bringing that up because, yeah, that's a big issue.
Yeah, Mike, thanks so much. And Noelle, you as well. It's awesome that you guys are able to take the time out and do this. I know that you could be out doing wing woman stuff right now. So so I appreciate it. But
thanks
definitely,
a lot for having
us. Yeah, no, I think it was fun, and I think it's a great novel service, and I'd love to actually give it a shot myself at some point. And your website is lookawesome.com, right?
Yes, sir, lookawesome.com.
Okay, well, excellent. Thanks so much, guys, and we'll talk to you soon. Keep us posted on how it works out for you. www.pickuppodcast.com. It's almost work safe. And don't forget to become a fan of The Art of Charm on Facebook and get entered to win some great prizes. Details on our boot camps are at theartofcharm.com. www.pickuppodcast.com. Tell your friends, the greatest compliment you can give us is a referral to someone else. Now have a great week and go out there and get social.